Meanwhile, in shul, a large crowd of people turned up to pray. But the chief rabbi was nowhere to be seen.
Look at the time. It's already 9:15, and Rabbi Landau still hasn't come to shul. He's never this late. I'm very confused.
Well, what's the matter now?
I still don't know if my birthday is today, or tomorrow, or maybe it's yesterday, or maybe it's next week. Oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm very confused.
Suddenly, one of the men in shul started to scream.
Look! Look, everyone! It's a whole troop of policemen being led by the proud chief of police! And in front of him is Rabbi Landau!
Oh, man, I can see it, I can't get it.
They're not coming here. They're not coming to shul. They headed straight to the main bakery.
Oh, no. Now I'm even more confused. Where are they going? To a bread bakery? I'm police out. I don't understand what's going on.
The chief of police, Rav Landau, marched right over to Simon the Baker, who looked like he had just caught a bad case of a stomach virus.
Sir, are you Simon the Baker?
Simon the Baker? Well, that's an excellent question, sir. Let me think about that.
Sir, are you Simon the Baker?
Of course. I was about to answer you. Of course I am.
Why is all this bread piled out here in front of your store?
Oh, this, yes. bread, yeah, oh, yes. Bread, well, did I put this bread? Of course I did. Another excellent question, and I...
Answer the question.
Oh, the question, of course. Oh, the bread is for the Jews. Yes, the Jews, they come every year after Passover to buy my bread, so I put it out in front for them to make it easier to find. Always trying to help my friendly Jewish neighbors, I am.
Is there anything wrong with this bread?
Wrong? Wrong? Why, no, nothing wrong. It's fine bread as far as I know. I mean, who knows what could be wrong with food? It could spoil sometimes. You know what I mean, sir?
I think so. Sergeant, bring the dog.
The sergeant brought out the most vicious dog in all of Prague. It had already bitten 5 people.
Sergeant, feed this dog a piece of this roll.
Chief, sir, please. Dogs usually don't like my bread. it gives them dog-itis. Yes, that's it. Dog-itis it gives them.
Sergeant, do as I say. Now!
The sergeant took that ferocious dog by the jaw and forced a piece of that innocent-looking bread down his throat.
Dog-itis, that's for sure.
Dog-itis, my foot. There's enough poison in this bread to kill half of Prague.
No, let me explain. It's the Jews. The Jews did it. They poisoned the bread to try and frame me. My word of honor, Captain, I wouldn't lie.
The day you tell the truth, monkeys will be wearing pajamas. Men, take him and all of his workers away to headquarters. And take some of this delicious baked goods. We'll need it for evidence.